So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, this is Samarth Narang,
Yoshita Singh,
Rohan Khanna,
Arik Himani,
and Tara Garg, and we are the students of Scottish Eye International School, Gurugram. We are in the beautiful location of Machkhali near Ranikhet, Uttarakhand. And in this edition of Terra Talk, we are going to talk about our five fearless moments at the EdTerra camp.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's talk show. We sit surrounded by the beautiful mountains of Machkhali. It's a dream to escape the city life and breathe the clean, fresh air of the Shivaliks. At our EdTerra camp, we had many activities like the high rope courses, zip lining, and mountain trekking. And we're here to talk about our five fearless moments at this EdTerra camp. And today, to talk about one of her fearless moments, I welcome Yoshita.
I used to wake up every day to the sound of notifications on my mobile. I wouldn't leave my bed without responding to each and every text message. Upon hearing that we won't be allowed to carry our mobiles, I was terrified to even come. However, I decided to overcome that fear, and oh, what an amazing choice it was. I truly realized that the virtual reality isn't the only reality, and overcame the fear of being addicted to social media.
That's totally relatable, Yoshita. Hashtag mood.
High rope course and rappelling 80 feet above the ground was something I never dreamed of. But with the motivation from my EdTerra journey mentors and support from my friends and teachers, I was able to overcome my fear of heights. The rope course had four stages, and while the ladder climb and the Burma Bridge was easy to do, the real challenge I faced was when I was crossing the Mogdi Walk and was compelled to free fall from 20 feet above the ground.
...by the smoke, and I was scared of getting burnt. But after tasting the Maggi that I had created with the help of my teammates and instructors, I think I overcame my fear of fire to a great extent.
But guys, do you remember the night trek?
Oh yes!
I'm pretty sure there were not five, but 100 moments of fearlessness in that activity. We were told that the privilege is not given to all camping groups. However, we were lucky this time to experience this opportunity. Our first route was cut short because of a group of wild boars who are known to be very territorial. After changing our paths, the only source of light was the moon. My biggest achievement was navigating my way through the slippery rocks and thorny bushes in the darkness. I was scared about the chances of wild animals attacking us in the dark.
Thank you, speakers, for sharing your moments of fearlessness.
We would like to thank the entire EdTerra team that gave us such a wonderful experience and helped us overcome our fears. We would also like to express our gratitude to our friends for encouraging and supporting us through our adventurous escapades. We really built a strong bond of trust between all our team members. And thank you to our listeners for being so patient. Keep tuning, Terra Talk.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.